Nebraska blocks Medicaid funds for abortion providers. By Catherine Hamilton on November 7, 2025. Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen, R., announced an executive order on Thursday barring abortion providers from participating in the state's Medicaid system. Nebraska's decision follows a Supreme Court decision in June in which the High Court ruled that South Carolina can block Planned Parenthood from receiving Medicaid funds, finding that Planned Parenthood could not sue the state under a civil rights law. Several states have moved to block abortion providers from their Medicaid programs following the ruling. "There's not going to be a penny of Nebraska tax dollars going to Planned Parenthood clinics," Pillen said, according to NTV. Attorney General Mike Ilger said the order means Nebraska tax dollars can't go to Medicaid clinics that are not approved by DHHS, Department of Health and Human Services, and that no taxpayer funds will support abortions in the state. The executive order mandates that taxpayer dollars be redirected to high-quality healthcare providers that do not perform abortions, according to the report. State officials also cited reports of abortion clinics in abhorrent conditions. "The stories of the conditions of those particular facilities are something that you wouldn't see. You shouldn't see anywhere around the globe, to be quite honest. I think that puts women's health at risk. Certainly it puts, I think, their baby's health at risk," Hilger said. Dr. Steve Corsi, CEO of the Department of Human Services, said DHHS will track compliance to make sure abortion-related procedures are not reclassified to avoid the ban. Related: Nebraska ballot measure restricting abortion after 12 weeks goes into effect. Planned Parenthood responded to the move in a statement, with the president and CEO of PP North Central Ruth Richardson calling the order nothing but a publicity stunt by state leaders meant to confuse Nebraskans' abortion their health care options. Leading pro-life organization Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America praised Pillen, calling him a tremendous champion for unborn children and their mothers. "We commend his leadership and echo his words. Not a dime of taxpayer money should ever be forcibly funneled to the abortion industry, which ends the lives of countless children while brutalizing women." 2. For-profit, SBA Pro-Life America President Marjorie Dannenfelser said in a statement in part, "Nebraska values both the lives of babies and the health and safety of women. Today's action is yet another key step in building a thorough culture of life that cares for neighbors in need and welcomes all our children, born and unborn," she added. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.